The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
And welcome. We are back with our holiday best of series where we're featuring some of our favorite shows throughout the year. A tough choice. So many great guests, so much information. It's been pretty difficult for me, actually. I hope you enjoyed some of our favorite shows from this past year. If you want to check out some of them, you can go to iTunes and Stitcher. Simply search Your Adoption Coach Radio and download any of our previous episodes. Before I introduce our show today, I do have a special announcement. Beginning in early January, we are going to be partnering with Adoption.net to air our shows exclusively on their website. I am so excited about this. If you haven't had a chance to visit Adoption.net, it's a great website. They really are the premier site all about adoption. Whatever stage of adoption you're in, even if you're just thinking about adoption, you can go to their website, Adoption.net, and check out their resources. Now, beginning in January, we'll be on their website where you can access our show and all of our previous broadcasts. That's Adoption.net. So this week, Mendel Thompson, a friend and colleague. Mendel is also the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. I wanted to bring this show to you again this week because I just love what America's Christian Credit Union is doing for adoptive families. I love the interview reviewing all of the amazing products that they have helping adoptive families to put the financial piece of adoption together. And you know that if I know anything, I know how to put a financial plan together for families. But also, I thought you would love hearing Mendel's story about his Angel in Adoption Award. And stay with it because he tells a wonderful story at the end. So let's listen in. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for listening. You are listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio, where we are all about inspiring and educating you on adoption. If you've been touched by adoption or know someone who has, please share our show with them and visit our website. You can find our previous broadcasts and our site at youradoptionsfinancecoach.com. You can listen to any of the shows that we have had, any of the guests. There are a plethora of topics that you can search for, from choosing your adoption agency to a few weeks ago we did adoption search. Now, in just 2 short years, over 600,000 listeners since we started the show, and it's just such a privilege every week to meet with you here on the radio to talk about adoption and what's happening in the adoption world. And of course, we want to help you make your dream of adoption come true. Now, we do this really in two ways. We do this by programming, our up-to-date programming, most up-to-date programs that we bring you on this weekly broadcast. And you can access the show on iTunes or Stitcher, or go to our website again at youradoptionfinancecoach.com to download any of our previous broadcasts. We also help adoptive families fill in the gap of the money that they need to complete their adoptions. And most folks don't know that the money is the number one barrier why most people choose to not build, choose adoption to build their families. It's a huge barrier, and that's really where we come in. So through our affiliate agencies, you'll receive training, resources, coaching, a gift registry. All of these services are available to you to help you so that you don't have to go through this alone. That's on youradoptionfinancecoach.com. check it out, and you'll get to see all of the agencies that utilize our system. So last week, Joyce Sterkel, the executive director of the Ranch for Kids Project located in Montana, I loved this interview. I loved Joyce's heart, and she was so committed to this. You could tell that she really created the Ranch for Kids Project out of her passion. It was she founded the organization actually in 1994 after adopting a Russian boy who had been disrupted two times. And we've talked about disruption here on the show before. Most of you know about the rehoming, all the various different media that was going on about that. Joyce actually was working with children long before that who had been disrupted in adoption. In 2002, the Hallmark Channel made a television program based on the ranch called Second Chances. And the program has been featured, the Ranch for Kids Project has been featured in many national and local papers, the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune, to name a few. So if you want some information about them, you can reach out to them. She was just a lovely person and appreciate her taking the time to be on the show. This week, my friend, and actually, I have to say this, our longest sponsor of our show, from day one, I remember reaching out to the folks at America's Christian Credit Union and talking to them about a concept that I had about an adoption radio show. And I remember their response. They were very excited about it and very interested and wanted to be more involved in the development of that show. So today, it's just my pleasure to have Mendel Thompson, who is the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union, with us today. Mendel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just a really, really nice treat.
Yes. And again, I want to personally thank you because had it not been, honestly, for your company, America's Christian Credit Union, in helping us to put this show together and to do from our first airing, you guys have been a sponsor. And I want to thank you for that. It really has made a lot of difference. 600,000 listeners. We're really elevating and hopefully educating and inspiring people every day about adoption. And you certainly can take credit for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So you've been on the show one other time. However, this time we're going to be honoring you for your most recent award as an Angel in Adoption recipient. Now, a little bit about your background, if I can share with our listeners. You're the CEO of America's Christian Credit Union in Glendora, California. You've had this position since 1986. Currently, you serve as the trustee of the Point Loma Nazarene University Board, serve as a director in the PLNU Foundation Board, and the director of the NASCUS Credit Union Executive Council. You graduated cum laude in 1976 with a bachelor's degree in history and business from Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego, and you're also a graduate of the Western Cuna Management School and Stanford University's Executive Development Program. And it's just amazing, Mendel, you've been with the credit union since 1986.
Well, that just simply means that I'm old, Kelly.
No, I didn't say that. You said
well,
that.
It is. It's just an awesome treat to be able to work here and certainly to work with somebody like you.
Yes, thank you. Well, I love working with your team. I see you guys out when we go to various different conferences. We always end up being at various different conferences at the same time, and I love always visiting with your team. They are always so so welcoming and so warm. And I really, before we get into this award, because that is just so cool. I was just saying to you before we started the show, you must just be beaming from this award because what a huge honor. And I want you to talk about that with us later.
Good,
on
thank
in the
you.
Show. Yeah. But more importantly, I want you to talk about the services and products that you guys provide to adoptive families. Now, I work with families every day, every single day. I'm coaching families and helping them to come up with this this financial piece, a comprehensive, what we call a comprehensive financial plan for their adoption, no small undertaking. You guys provide some wonderful services. I talk about them all the time. So tell our listeners kind of about the plethora of services and products that you provide to adoptive families, if you would.
Well, thank you. And once again, it's just a joy to be on your show. We have four specific ways that we can help folks that that want to adopt. We have a adoption credit card that has a rate as low as 10.90, and that's specifically to be used for all of the adoption needs. This compares to a credit card that normally would have a interest rate within banking worlds of probably 18 or 19 plus. Mm-hmm. We have a another loan. It's a signature loan secured just by the good name of those parents, and that starts as low as 8.40. And that goes for 84 months. As you know, adoptions can run anywhere from 20 to 25 grand stateside. You know, internationally, they run 40 to 45 grand. So there's a lot of expense there. We also try to use folks' cars, and if they have a car that's paid off, we can loan against that, and that rate is as low as 1.99. We certainly try to give them the best rate that we can, and so that is certainly one. The last one is using a person's home. Now, for several years, the equities that I think we all thought we had kind of went bye-bye, but we're seeing that equities are starting to come back in, and values are going up, and so there's room there, and those start as low as 2.75. So there's four different ways that we can approach this and assist parents.
And what's really cool about this, so the very first time that I had Natalie on the show, and Natalie Turman, her name is not Turman, I think it's Dupree now.
Right.
So the first time I had Natalie on the show, she talked with us about all of these various different products. And this was some time ago, probably about 2 years ago. And what I really loved about the philosophy that she was talking about is she kept saying to me, Kelly, we do our best to not say no. I know that's
right.
A double negative, but we do our best to try and say yes to these families in some way. And I just think that is really important. It's so important for, I know you're not, it's not fair for me to call, is it fair for me to call you a financial institution?
Yes, mentor? It is.
Uh-huh. Are you? Okay. So, but you're not a bank. You're not a bank.
We are not a bank, but we are governed by state and federal folks. And regulated by all of the appropriate rules that a financial place would have, and so we would fall within that.
Right. And I guess what I want to say about that is that you really make a lot of different products and services available to families. So based on their situation, they can make a decision about what works best for them. And you've really gone out of your way. The adoption credit card, I love that. I think that's helpful for, especially for families, right, who are traveling abroad. That's probably
correct.
When they would use that. So they can use that credit card to travel abroad so that they're not having to take cash and those kinds of things. The equity on the car, that's really kind of a unique product, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Well, we want to not only say yes, but we want to say yes with a product that will lower rate, lower cost, and give them the very best that they can have. So a 1.99 rate is an excellent rate, and
yes.
Because we all know that parents have got expenses when the child comes in. And so that is something that has proven to be, very, very good.
Right. Well, again, I'm really impressed. I always have been very impressed by not only the rates that you guys provide, but also by the services that you provide. Now, there's one other product that I want you to talk about, and that is are the grants, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we have grants.
Parents can apply, and so we've I believe distributed like 10 to 15 grants across recent years. And those grants are basically just a give back from us to support that child, the parents, and it's based upon need. And so we're blessed that we have a board that believes in giving back and sowing seed. And so that's what we've done. And the stories are just exciting to be able to engage in. And so that's what we've done.
Well, so if you are interested in looking at any of the products that are provided by America's Christian Credit Union, you can go to americaschristiancu.com. That is their website. You can click on their adoption programs. And again, I am listening to here today with Mendel Thompson, who is the CEO and president of America's Christian Credit Union. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your Adoption Coach Radio. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com. Museums are great places to work and wonderful places to visit. But are they essential? How can we improve our museum practice so that museums remain vital and essential players in society? Listen for Museum Life with host Carol Bossert, where each week we'll discuss timely and topical issues of concern to the museum community. Museum Life can be heard live every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. A special call out to our sponsors who make our show possible, Beacon House Adoptions, America's Christian Credit Union, and KidSave International. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, it's a very affordable way to connect to adoptive parents, professionals, and others who are touched by the adoption triad. If you'd like to connect with us, we'd love to hear from you on Facebook or Twitter, Adoption Finance Coach at Adoption Finance. You can also check out lots of resources, not only about finances, but about our show as well. So we are back with Mendel Thompson, President and CEO of America's Christian Credit Union. And I'd love to add this year's recipient of the Angel in Adoption Award. We're going to talk more about that award in this segment, Mendel. So before we left on our break, we talked a little bit about the grants. And so give me an idea. You said again, how many grants have you given out up to this point for adoptive families?
We have done about 12 to 15 grants. And a grant is simply that. It is a gift that the person does not have to pay payback. There are no strings attached. It is a give back, a blessing that we want to give. A loan is obviously something that we expect for the person to pay back. There's interest, there's terms, there's all those kind of things attached to it. But a grant is just a wonderful way for us to give back what really the Lord has blessed us with. And so we're thrilled to be able to do that.
Yeah, that is great. And I know that a lot of times maybe there's a person who gets a loan from you and is also eligible for a grant as well. So they have to fill out an application, right? But
yes,
just because they get a loan doesn't mean that they cannot apply for the grants.
Correct.
Okay, great. And there's an application process. I've seen this. So there's an application on your website. Now, let's be very clear. You need to be a member of the credit union. Is that correct? So a member
that
of the
is,
American
That
Christian
is true.
Credit Union.
Our website will, outline that and, describe what is entailed. And you can join right there and sign up and do all of the loan app and everything.
Okay, great. And I know that your team is very, very helpful in walking the families through the process and helping them to identify what products work best for them. So, again, americaschristiancu.com is the website if you are interested in getting more information about their products. So I want to jump into this award, and I don't think we've had a couple of people who have been on the show who have been award recipients, but it's been a while ago. So tell us about the award. What is the Angel in Adoption Award, Bendel?
Well, it is, it's been going on for 16 years, and Congress has a group within itself that believes that adoption and foster care is something special, and they like to, honor that, and so they created this award, and we were blessed beyond words to be even put in for this award, selected for it. We were the first financial group to ever be given this angel. We were the first national group to ever have gotten this, and so it's just been a thrilling couple of weeks as Congress has honored us and has said some really amazing things about us. Mm-hmm. And it's really because of the staff and the board that has allowed us to do it.
Yeah, and I will tell you, so this particular award is actually given out by the Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute, which, as
right.
you said, was taken out of Congress. So how do you get, what's the process? So you get nominated, right? And how do you get nominated?
Yeah, we have adoptions in a lot of states, and we work with 130 some adoption groups, and we had a couple of friends that had known about this, and they nominated us. I frankly didn't even know that this award was even there.
Oh, really?
And they
okay.
nominated us, and there's a process that the board works in, and there's senators, there's congressmen that are on the board and select. And at the end of the day, there's about 140 that are, selected. And as I said, we were one of them. And it was a thrilling word to hear that we were that our name was even put in, and it was even more of a thrill to be able to stand up and represent really our entire team and get such a amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, I want to read. It was you were nominated by the U.S. Senator Roger Wicker. Is that right?
Correct.
Mississippi. And he nominated you for the award. And he had this to say about you and about the institution. He said, "Mr. Thompson has helped make it financially possible for countless families in Mississippi and across the country to pursue adoption. His influential work in lending to churches and families provides a wonderful example for other credit unions and financial institutions to follow. I commend Mr. Thompson for his assistance in facilitating the adoption process of so many children. We must remain committed to making sure that every child has the opportunity to grow up as a part of a caring family. And that was his quote that was featured in your nomination. So wonderful, wonderful words, and I'm sure you're moved by that. But you guys at America's Christian Credit Union really do believe this. I mean, I know that you do. It's a part of who you are, bringing children together so that they can be a part of a caring family.
It is. It's just a part of, you know, what we are. It's a part of the mission which we have. We, you know, feel that every child needs and wants a, you know, a forever home, and we feel like it's incumbent on us to do what we can to just make that occur. And so we've been doing these type of loans for 5 to 6 years. And we've invested a lot of money in terms of these loans, and we've done 1,150-some loans, which means that there's 1,100-plus kids that are now living in a loving family, and that is just a thrilling thing.
That is amazing. 1,150 adoption loans that you've done. That's really amazing. So are you, you know, we talked a few moments ago about the fact that the credit union is different from a financial institution in that it's the membership and those kinds of things. What are you seeing in terms of a trend, Mendel, in terms of financial institutions and even credit unions? And I ask this question for myself because I'm working with families every day, and I find that I don't have that many resources. You are certainly one of them that I send to them. But there are really not that many resources in terms of financial institutions or credit unions. Is there a trend? Is it growing? Are people starting to take notice?
Yeah, well, we would hope that that is going to occur. This award, I think, makes a statement that people like ourselves and banks should stand up and do something for kids. And I hope that more people can come in. Now, within the business world, you know, you like to have a niche. competition is always good, but, you know, we don't care if there's 1,000 people like us that come in and do. There's 500,000 kids that need homes. There's parents that want to, you know, expand their, you know, home. And so there is enough for, you know, everyone. And so I sincerely hope that credit unions, banks will understand that this is something that's really important, and socially we need to stand up and make this occur. And competition is great, and if it drives down rates and gets more kids homes, then yay, yay. And so we're hopeful that that occurs. You are right. There's not a seamless way for parents to acquire additional loans for this type of deal, and we are one of the few, if only, that you know offers this. So we're hopeful that this award will lift the sights of others, and they will jump in and you know partnership with us.
Right. And I agree with you. I think that what I really want people to understand about this is that not only do you have the products that are available, but you are also offering very, very reasonable rates. Let's get real. A signature loan at 8.40 for 84 months.
Right.
That's like unheard of. So
that is true.
So that tells me right away that you understand the adoption process, because many times in an international adoption, a family can sit for a very long time before that child comes home. And it's an arduous process. These families have the fortitude like no one else I've ever met. And I encounter many of them. So it's so wonderful to have that. And I also want to do a challenge that if you are a member of a financial institution out there hearing this show or a credit union out there hearing this show, to challenge you to go out there and create something like the America's Christian Credit Union has to make this available for more families. The statistic that comes to mind is 2/3 of Americans consider adoption every year. 2/3.
Wow.
But only, this is from the Dave Thomas Foundation, but only 2% of Americans actually complete an adoption. And we believe that the reason for that is not a belief, it's a statistic. The number one barrier to adoption is the high cost. And as you said, Mendel, a 500,000 orphans out there and willing parents. So we've got to bridge that gap some way. And one of the ways that we can bridge that gap is by making these things affordable. So I'm just going to challenge folks out there. Now this is being said on my radio show.
There you go.
we'll see if anybody comes back and lets us know about some of the products and things that they're working on. This is wonderful. So we're going to take a short break. Again, you're listening to Your Adoption Coach Radio. I'm Kelly Ellison, where every week we have the show's links and resources mentioned on this show that you can find on our website at youradoptionfinancecoach.com. So please do visit us. There you will find our affiliate agencies, Beacon House Adoptions, New Beginnings Adoptions, EAC, Adoption and Beyond, A Baby Step, Womack Adoptions, and coming soon, Spence Chapin and WayCap. So we're very excited to be working with these agencies and bringing you some of our innovative services. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Mendel Thompson.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. I'm Kelly Ellison. This is Your Adoption Coach Radio on voiceamerica.com. I have to stop and ask for your vote, because we are competing for a Chase Mission Main Street grant And we need your vote. Specifically, we need 250 votes to put us in the running for a grant to help build our company. If you're inclined to do so, you can go to missionmainstreetgrants.com, search your adoption finance coach. I just checked a few moments ago, and we are 90 votes away from our goal. You can really help us to make a difference. And as we build our company, certainly we help to build more families every day. So the deadline is October 17th. That's missionmainstreetgrants.com. Give us a vote if you would. So we are back with Mendel Thompson, who is here sharing with us his information about receiving the Angel in Adoption Award from the Coalition. Let's see, I've got to remember that. The Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute. It's kind of a long name, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. And as you said, Mendel, they've been around for 16 years, which is amazing. Do we have any idea? I didn't realize that they give 140 grants away every year.
Awards. They average somewhere between 120 to 140 every year. Now, I'm sure that when they started out, they were not able to do that. But recent years, that's what they have. That's what they've done.
Okay, so there's a pretty big party, isn't there?
There is. On Wednesday night, hear about there this. Was probably 800 to 900 folks that came together and celebrated adoption, and all of the folks that that were pinned, honored, were all there. There were hundreds of amazing stories. There were just a lot of kids that were there. I was able to, greet a lot of them and just hear a little bit about the story. And it was just a wonderful night where adoption was just lifted up. And whether you're a D or an R, everybody was just celebrating something really, really fun. So it was it was just an amazing night.
That sounds great. So you may or may not know this, but in that selection, they also give awards. I mean, it's not just to businesses. It's to individuals.
Correct.
Right? It's to children. I mean, it's kind of a plethora of various different awards that are very inclusive.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So they give lots of different awards. And if you know somebody, I guess the process you can find out on Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute. We have had Kathleen on the show before talking about this award. And in the past, over the holiday, we've had the Angels in Adoption recipients, a panel of about four or five of them that were on the show. But I want to say something, Mendel, the America's Christian Credit Union has also been really recognized through the Dave Thomas Foundation. I mean, you were on the show about a year ago, right? Because you guys were recognized. So tell us a little bit about that. This is about creating an adoption-friendly workplace. So you guys have really worked very hard at this. Tell us about that award.
Yeah, last year we were once again picked to receive that, and we're honored by all of that. And this year we just learned that that is going to happen again.
Oh,
and
my.
It really reflects the fact that there's policies that our board has adopted to nurture and encourage our staff to just adopt. And with time off, with grants, with support, and so we like to be able to not only walk the walk but talk the talk, and so we're honored that that they have looked at us and have said, hey, you're an excellent place to support this.
Yes, and creating an adoption friendly workplace is something that requires effort. I mean, it's not like just saying, oh, okay, we're going to be that. I mean, as you just said, there's time off. There are, various different benefits that are associated with that. I can tell you myself that as an adoptive parent, I didn't have that when we adopted our daughter, and I ended up having to take vacation and FMLA. And so that can cause a hardship for families, especially because there is this bonding period, as I'm sure you know, Mendel.
That's right.
There's a bonding period when you get home with the child. For us, I can only speak to my personal experience, but for us, it was 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, my philosophy was I traveled halfway across the world. You know, we spent a ton of money, energy, emotion. It was just, you know, it was a life-changing experience. And then to come home and have to put my daughter in daycare and go to work was something that I could not put in my head.
Well, I'm blessed to have a board that is missional and, you know, intentional. And we believe that family is really, really important. And we want to support that. We believe that equally, the kids are important. It comes out of our Christian faith and just knowing that kids are just really special. And
right.
So you're absolutely right that we are intentional about saying that we support adoptions, and it's not a negative, but we want to affirm and give you the tools that will enable you to adopt, to bond financially, be able to have that occur. So we just have a wonderful board that, that speaks that and allows us to do that.
Yeah. Do you know if a number of your employees have actually adopted? Do you know what that number might be?
We actually have two. We have a staff of about 85. So, then you take out the age and stuff, and we've had two that have done this, and we support that and affirm that, and we're excited. Whenever we hear that any of our team is looking to adopt.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So it's an inside change and it's also an outside change. And, as you said, some of these products that you provide helping adoptive families, not only are you helping the adoptive families, but you're also helping your own staff. Now, I know Dave Thomas publishes this list. Are you guys top 200, top 100? Where are you in terms of, I know that it's based on financial institution, right?
Yeah, as I recall, we're in the top 100, and I think we're actually 84 or 82.
So, oh my goodness! Okay.
So we're just within that, but we're just thrilled to be honored by that group. It's a fantastic group, and Rita does a superb job in terms of being able to lead there. So
right. You're speaking of Rita Sorenen, who has been on the show before. She is the CEO of the Dave Thomas Foundation. And let me say to you, being number 84 on that list is a very, very exciting list to be on. These are people like Prudential Financial Services. These are people like McGraw-Hill. These are major corporations.
Right.
Who are putting together, and I'll just share with you an interview that I had with a couple of those corporations some time ago with Rita talking about the Dave Thomas adoption-friendly workplaces when they published it. We had someone from Prudential, and he was talking about one family who had done 11 adoptions.
Oh, wow.
And they were staff members. And I said, gosh, is there any limit? And he said, no, isn't that exciting? So you bring the same type of enthusiasm and interest and passion around that to support your staff. And again, I want to challenge folks. So if you're a financial institution and you're not providing, or a credit union, and you're not providing these products to adoptive families, just remember that statistic: 2/3 of Americans are considering adoption each year.
Wow.
And if you are a major corporation, you do have staff, consider what their needs might be as well. So that leads me to this, Mendel. You're a member of your credit union. I understand that. So if I'm a member of another credit union, but I'm not a member of America's Christian Credit Union, are they connected in any way? Are there any services that I can get through my credit union, or do I have to be a part of America's Christian Credit Union?
No, you can't cross. You have to be a member here, and that's the way it is, across the nation. You can be a member of Credit Union A, B, and C, but neither of those groups will cross over in terms of services. So, so we'd love to have folks join us, especially those that are looking to adopt.
Yes, wonderful. Well, let me review. We're going to take a short break, but let me review. There are four ways that you can be involved that the America's Christian Credit Union provides. It's an adoption credit card, adoption signature loan. They can use the equity in your car. They can also use a home equity loan to help you bridge that financial gap for completing your adoption, which is very, very important. And again, I'm with Mendel Thompson, who is the CEO and president of America's Christian Credit Union and sponsor of this show, Your Adoption Coach Radio. You can find information about them on their website at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. Do stay with us. We'll be back with more from Mendel Thompson.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as the show is often hosted by national experts in the fields of leadership, teamwork, management, corporate responsibility, accounting, governance, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be more trustworthy. Your hosts are trusted professionals with years of experience in applying strategies with today's leading organizations. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Considering international adoption but don't know where to begin or which agency to select? Let EAC, a nonprofit Hague-accredited agency, guide you on your adoption journey. EAC will walk with you through the country selection and paperwork processes. EAC separates itself from other agencies by providing world-class in-country staff who will allow you to focus on your adoption journey. EAC has been assisting families and children for over 20 years. Let EAC's experience work for you. EAC is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-866-586-5656 or visit www.eaci.com.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, Your Adoption Coach Radio on voiceamerica.com. And we are here today with one of our sponsors, actually, America's Christian Credit Union, the CEO and President, Mendel Thompson. We are honoring and celebrating America's Christian Credit Union and Mendel's receiving the Angel in Adoption Award that is presented by the Congressional Coalition on Adoption Institute every year. I understand from Mendel was talking about 16 years they've been doing this particular award, and they are the first financial group and the first national group to ever receive this award, and so really quite an honor. If you want to learn more information about the products that they provide, you can go to their website at americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. So, Mendel, just really two things that I want to cover before you leave us today. And that is, I've shared with you, I share with our listeners all the time about the products that you have. The one question that they have for us, for me always, is do you have to be a Christian? Do you have to sign a statement of faith? Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about that and kind of what your philosophy is about that?
Sure. Yes, we have a statement of faith, and a credit union has to have a common bond. That's the essence of kind of what we all are. If you teach, you can join a teacher's group. If you're a plumber, you can join a plumber's group. If you work for Boeing, you can join them. Just interestingly for us, it's just a Christian place. And so there's a statement of faith that, you know, outlines what we believe. And it's a very general, broad, inclusive statement that I believe that most everyone that has a faith, a Christian faith, can actually join and, you know, can you know, sign. Examiners look at this. They come in every year and look at us, and to make sure that we're complying with all of the credit union law, they are making sure that the members that join us understand what they are and who we are, and so they look at that, and that's why that's important to, you know, to have read and then to have also signed. So it's a, you know, general basic word, and I believe that people can read that and, you know, obviously sign it.
Right. So I don't think, and I've had, you know, your staff and you on the show before, and I don't think anyone has ever put it in quite articulated it in quite a way to say that it is associated with your mission, which is true, but then it is also associated with the credit union guidelines, and that's really interesting. So, you know, I don't think anybody really understands that in terms of credit union guidelines. And you made it very clear when you talked about the teachers' credit union or the various different company credit unions that we all know there are a plethora of credit unions that are out there. So if a person is interested in becoming a member and they're not quite sure, is that document available for them to read online or available for them before they sign up?
The website, you know, has it. It's a very clear, simple, read, and it's as I said, it's a very broad expression of what the Christian faith is, and it's to include as many people as, you know, we possibly can, and so I would encourage those that are thinking about it to go and read that, and if they think that they can sign it and feel good, then, you know, we would welcome them.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's good to know. Well, again, a large number of products that they have for adoptive families. They also support their staff in terms of creating an adoption-friendly workplace. So not only are you a recipient of this award, but now you're also on the Dave Thomas Adoption-Friendly Workplaces. So that's a very prestigious award as well. Last time you were here, Mendel, you told us a story. I can't remember specifically, but I remember it was about a little girl that was, I think she was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And you published some of these stories on your website. So I have to tell you that if you're looking for some inspiration, if you're just not quite sure you want to work with America's Christian Credit Union, all you have to do is just get on their website and read some of the stories of some of the families they brought together. It's just amazing. Do you have a story that you can share with us today, Mendel?
Yes, I do. In fact, just yesterday, we were able to fund this loan, and it was a little boy. He's about a week and a half old. Was born. The mother had a drug, you know, alcohol issue, and she gave him up. And he was born with some medical needs. And the parents were there, you know, at the time of, you know, birth. He was in intensive care for a week and a half. Judah is his name, and I've seen a picture of him, a beautiful little boy, Black hair, just a wonderful looking boy. Clearly will have issues as he matures and grows because of the problem that his mother had. But the thrill, the joy, the moment to celebrate was just something else. The parents called us. They're going to send a banner to us to hopefully hang, and they said, we want you every day to think of us and think of the thousands of kids just like ours that need help. And so we're just thrilled that Judah was able to find a loving forever home, and we're thrilled to be able to support the parents that were able to take him home. And they will give him amazing love and care. And obviously, we're thankful that the mom saw, made the right choice to give him up and not abort. And we wish her, we wish her well. But we're thrilled that that he's got a wonderful home.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So thank you for sharing that. And two things I think are important, domestic or international, it does not matter. If you're doing adoption or international adoption, it does not matter. They want to look at that. And up to this point, 1,150 loans, adoption loans, have been given out through America's Christian Credit Union to help folks, to help children just like Judah.
That's
to find his forever family. So I'm honored to have you on the show, Mendel, and I want to thank you for your support, not only for our show, but also for all of the other ways that you support adoption through the conferences and the education and all the things that you and your team do. We are honored to have you here, and want to thank you for being with us today. And
well,
congratulations.
Thank you. Well, thank you for allowing us to share. Thank you for the amazing work that you are doing to support adoptions and to educate folks. And we are blessed to just have a small part of all of this work. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, before we go, as folks know, the end of my show is dedicated to providing the financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. And today we are bringing this to you to start a college savings account as soon as possible to give your child a head start in life. America's Christian Credit Union offers youth accounts as well as educational savings accounts. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. Their website is americaschristiancu.com. That's americaschristiancu.com. And once again, thank you, Mendel, for being a part of our show. What a great show. If you like the show, if you have a suggestion or a story that you'd like to share, you can reach us on Facebook, Your Adoption Finance Coach, or on our website, youradoptionfinancecoach.com. Okay, now don't forget to vote by October 17th, missionmainstreetgrants.org, Your Adoption Finance Coach. We'd really appreciate it to get us one step closer to that grant. Thanks so much. Tune in again next week at the same time, same place. In the meantime, have a great week. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our holiday best of series as our last show for 2014. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, our sponsors for supporting us. We hope that in some small way, we've moved the dial. We've inspired you or a friend or a loved one to adopt or consider adoption as a way to build their family. We really look forward to 2015 and some great shows, our work with adoption.net. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your loved ones, and we'll see you in 2015.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.